T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick's had a nice little adorable NFL career. Seventh round pick. He went to Harvard. He's been fine. He had a good year with the Jets in 2015, except they didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
But yesterday.
When they should have.
Of course. But yesterday, they're talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick on this broadcast like he's Brett Favre.
Yep.
He's having fun out there. He's doing crazy stuff.
Right.
Yeah, because he's on the Dolphins.
Right.
He's not going to be there next year.
I mean, he's got no pressure on him whatsoever. I mean, he did that one play where he flipped, he lateraled it when he was running, and immediately they bring up Favre's name.
Right.
You know, if he lateraled it and the ball, you know, it wound up rolling on the ground and somebody picks it up and goes the other way, and you say, nah, you know, that was, I love that he tried to do that.
No.
I mean, come on.
That's called like it is. For the Harvard grad, that was a stupid play.
Stupid.
All right? The only thing that makes it okay is that, A, it wasn't a disaster, you said, and B, they're the Dolphins and it doesn't matter.
Right, that's right.
He's out there having
fun. Right.
He's 30 games under 500 in his career. The one shot he had to make the playoffs, we sort of remember
when
that.
When a team where, you know, when you had Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall, like they were, you know, Jerry Rice and John Taylor.
Yes.
You know, Stallworth and Swan, and they still couldn't make the playoffs.
And they blew it. So when I hear Jay Feely say, boy, Sam Darnold should look up to Ryan Fitzpatrick, what? Come on. I don't want him looking up to Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No.
Maybe education-wise because he went to Harvard. Maybe as a human being, but not as a quarterback.
Look, as a backup quarterback, he's a fine backup quarterback. I'll say that. If you had him as your backup, you could win games with the guy. But let's, you know, I mean, the way they were talking is like the guy's going to the Hall of Fame. And the other thing that bothered me yesterday, in all due respect to McCarthy and Feely, can we stop talking like Quinn Williams has had this tremendous year? I mean, the guy finally makes a freaking play yesterday, this guy, and he grabs on a play where he had a lot of help coming to the outside. That's the rights. He's got the guy. He's got to stick his hand in the guy's face mask to give him a first down, and he wound up getting a field goal out of that when they were off the field. Quinnen Williams. And then he got hurt.
Yes, Quinnen Williams has not been a success in his rookie season.
At all. At all.
I'm not ready to call him a bust yet.
Well, wait. It's closing, though. The B word is getting close.
Yeah.
You know?
I like to give a guy a year and a half. Not even the 2 full years.
But you know
years.
What?
But
when you're already making the Leonard Williams excuses for the guy, because that's exactly what you're hearing.
Right.
It's the typical, well, you know, Leonard, you know, anybody, you know, you don't see, you know, the fans can't see what he really does. It doesn't show up on the stat sheet.
Right.
Well, what the hell does it show up on?
Pro Football Focus, apparently.
I mean, come on. Well, he doesn't have any sacks. He doesn't have any tackles for losses. He always gets close to the quarterback.
Right.
Really?
And by the way, now Leonard Williams is talking, hey, I got to get paid, man. I'm going to test free agency.
Oh,
I want to get paid.
Yeah,
I think most Giant fans are thinking, go get paid somewhere else.
If I'm the Giants, I don't give him a dime.
Well, I give him some dimes. I'm just not giving him a contract that says he's a top player in this league.
Why are you in such a hurry to sign this guy?
Well,
to justify the draft choices they traded?
Well, if they give him big money, yes, that's a mistake. But I would still sign. Everybody's got the right price. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
would I take Leonard Williams on my football team? Sure. Everybody. But I'm not paying
him. Is
that
right? Everybody's got the right price?
Everybody's got the right price. Sure. Everybody's got the right price. Varies on what that price is.
Oh, baby.
And everybody looks at their price maybe differently than what others would look at the price.
Let the games begin.
But if Leonard Williams wants to be paid like an elite player, that's not the right price. Then I would agree with you. Let him go. I'm not paying him as if he's an elite player because he's not an elite player.
Elite.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.